Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so today the question is about age. DZ, do you feel younger or older than your actual age? Go.
Was this supposed to be light or heavy? Because I don't even know.
Is this heavy? That means you feel old.
Because I'm torn. What I'm saying is there's some days where I feel so old. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. And then there's other times where I'm like, why am I this childish?
Right.
Why?
That part.
Why am I like this?
That part.
So, I don't know. Most times, I will say that I feel older. Yeah. If I'm asked, which do you feel more often? Because I say both. I feel older more often than I feel younger.
That makes sense with you. You're like an older soul.
I do feel like,
I'm a younger soul.
Yeah, clearly. I agree to that too. Definitely.
I got a young energy. I'm immature, but I like to lead.
Yeah, I feel that though.
It's a weird mix for me too. I definitely feel younger than my age. I mean, I'm going to be 45 this year.
I feel
about 35.
Ain't it birthday season?
It is.
It's birthday season.
It's torrid season. Hey. I'm more stubborn than ever. Get ready.
Where's the moon alignment right now?
The bull got the horns out. Let's go. No, but I feel about 10 years younger currently. Like, you're 30.
I'd say I feel about 5 years older.
You feel 30?
35.
We're both 35.
We're the same age.
Hi, friend.
What up, dog? Let's go.
You go up, I go low.
We balance in the middle.
TZ goes high, I go low.
This is why we homies. Because
exactly.
We're the same age.
We're 35.
Nice.
I knew it.
Makes sense.
I knew it.
All right. Makes sense.
Well, that is the question of the day. I want to hear what everybody else says. Do you feel younger or older than your actual age? 414-533-1037. I think people are going to say older.
Let's hope.
But I'm hoping that they don't feel that old.
You'd be surprised. I feel like a lot of people gonna come through and be like, you know what? It's in the mindset. You gotta be younger. You gotta force yourself to be younger.
True. Okay, fine. Let's see what everybody says next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question was, do you feel younger or older than your actual age? Somebody texted in and said, younger. I'm 21 and I feel like I shouldn't be an adult yet. Maybe like 17.
Well, there you go. Good for you. Feeling young, young.
Right. Ebony's on the phone this morning and we'll start with her. She's got her own theme song, of course.
Hey.
What's happening?
Good morning, Ebony.
Girl, how old are you and how do you actually feel? Older or younger?
Okay, so I'm 31, but I tell everybody I'm like a grown toddler. I'm just out here loving life. I'm responsible, though.
I'm a responsible child.
So what age does that put you at?
Right, 10?
Okay, so that puts 18. Me at a smooth 20.
I was going to say, young and dumb, but still have responsibilities.
Like young and dumb, but I'm still out here building Legos on the weekend.
No offense to the 20-year-olds,
ain't
man.
Ain't mad at you for building Legos either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love building Legos. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Come on now. Don't grow up.
Yeah, young, but responsible.
I can't be a baddie
enough.
On a forklift not having fun.
A baddie in a forklift. I don't think Legos make you juvenile. I think a lot of us do games and puzzles, especially with technology now. I mean, you can be a full adult playing video games, and you are not childish in my book.
This is a brain teaser.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just love having a blast.
Well, you're good to go, Ebony. Ebony says,
thank you. Love y'all. Have a good one.
You too. Bye,
bye
Ebony.
Next up, we got Danny in Oak Creek this morning. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Danny, the question of the day is, do you feel younger or older than your actual age? And DZ and I found out that we are the same age.
We both 35.
I feel 35 and he feels 35. He goes up, I go down.
Hey, isn't that life?
Yes.
That's
true.
How old do you feel, man?
So I feel like I'm still in my 20s yet sometimes.
Really?
Nice.
The back never creaks?
We've had a talk on the side, DZ and I, about cold baths and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you this, I can hold my own. I still do wrestling and stuff and some other stuff for work.
You're in
and
good shape. We get it. Rub it in a little more, Danny. Oh, he's in bad shape.
I'm not in good shape, but I do pretty well for my age.
Right. So what he's saying is he takes care of his body now better than he did before. So it's almost like that bounce back is different. He's able to continue.
Okay, got it. So you're how old and you feel how old?
45 I am. I'll be 46 this year, and I feel like early 20s.
Oh,
early
20s.
Boy said 21, 22, something like that.
He didn't age in 20 years, this guy. Look at Danny. That's amazing.
Hats off to this man, bro.
Okay, thanks for calling, Danny.
Later, fam.
All right.
Bye. This clown on the phone now. We got to go to Tony and Racine.
Oh, I wonder how old he's going to say, like, no, 15,
Tony's
16.
Tony's like 5. Come on. I love Tony, though. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
Got a toddler on the phone.
You're actually one of my favorites because you're really funny. But that's because you let me razz you, and I can. Just
that doesn't make me 5, though. Well, come on.
Fair. Okay, so Tony, you're going to be 50 this year. Do you feel 19?
Hey, yo. I'm talking about getting it from both ends, man. Tony, you okay?
Conversation terminated.
If you don't get it, listen back on the Odyssey app, dog. Oh, that was last week.
Man. Oh, man.
All right. No, Tony, for real, for real. What's your age and how old do you feel? Do you feel younger or older?
Man, I'm 34, mm-hmm. But man, I feel old as heck.
Yeah?
No, that's why, man, I pinned you for 50. I'm sorry, Tony. Yeah.
He's the oldest soul in the room.
Man, old souls, old bones, man, it's coming.
Man said, I've been through it, baby.
Yeah. All right. But you feel younger, Tony, obviously.
He says he feels
I feel older. I wish I was younger. I feel older. I feel like 10, 15 years older.
10, 15. Okay. So man, you're saying you're 44, 50?
I feel, I'm getting married later. I ain't got no kids. I'm having them later. Mm-hmm. I'm working 9 different jobs. Mm-hmm. I don't drink. I don't go out and party. Man, I'm cool. I'm content, but okay. I feel older.
You're a grown up. Wow.
Mr. Adult over here.
Congrats. You don't go out drinking all the time. Way to go.
I said, men don't grow up. We grow beards. Tony said, nah, I grew up, dog.
Proud of
you.
Yeah,
I grew up.
Please, Tony, get out of here, old man.
Conversation.
I lost my hair. I said, mess it.
Now we're talking about hair loss. Bye,
okay,
Tony.
Bye.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. Angela's got a problem this morning.
And I'm going to try to not make it worse.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's see, DZ.
You don't have confidence in that, do you? Not today, huh?
Your intentions were pure, but no. What's the problem?
Well, she starts off by saying, not to pick on an old neighbor because I am one. But she's got some neighbor drama. She says, how much can we expect from an elderly neighbor while we are working and need our sleep? I'm amazed to find that this over 55 stuff is worse than any other apartment I've had in 40 years. Mm. This is the fourth time I'm living under someone who paces around all night, flushes the toilet constantly, bangs the lid nonstop. They also hover to eavesdrop. When you get home, they'll follow you around, repeat the sounds you make. If you open a cabinet, they close the door. Mm. If you stomp around, play music, they stomp around if I play music on, off all night. Mm-hmm. They don't like my selection, they'll stomp. If I put away a 12-pack of soda too loudly, they'll drop something in the kitchen, scoot a chair across the floor.
So rude. How much of a hater do you have to be?
Oh, lady drama.
Come on.
Just not even old lady. Oh, people.
Yeah.
Said, plus, they never leave. So when I'm home, you know they're home. The managers don't get involved. They never have.
Of course.
Last thing I did was leave a note in large letters. Go to sleep. So much for the sweet little old lady crap. Mm. What should I do, Angela? Mm.
All right. So neighbors are wild.
Yeah. And I'm unfamiliar with the retiree community, mm-hmm. right? But Angela's not retired.
No.
I feel like she might be in retiree age.
Ah.
But she's not in retiree stage. Ooh, bars.
Look at you.
Ooh, killing.
You're killing me right now.
For real, I think she kind of answered her own question on the front end when she said, this is the worst place I've lived in over 40 years. Maybe you should move back to one of those places.
Ah, get out of where you are if you can.
She's in a 55 plus community. I don't know if that's cheaper usually, right? Like I have no idea. I got no knowledge about this topic.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's cheaper. I don't know if it's more inclusive. You know, I don't know if they have people on hand to help the people with health issues. I don't know what the situation is, why she picked living there over living somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But if this is the fourth time you've gotten a trash neighbor, up or down, whatever it is.
Enough.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
You're wasting time.
What if you're the problem?
Just saying. I mean,
you got a lot of neighbor problems. How many you gotta have you go, I'm the problem?
No,
just
dog.
Just saying.
At first, I was like, dang, son. But no, I hear what you're saying. If what you mean is she's too active to be living here, she's in a 55 plus community where everybody else is probably there 24/7, never leave, either always playing shuffleboard, playing pool, at the pool, or something. Yep. Mm-hmm. She is the problem. Mm-hmm. She's way too active to be living in this place.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's gotta go.
She needs to move to a frat house or downtown somewhere, or go to the east side.
The frat house. She can't get an apartment close to UWM.
Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking like east side.
I would see. No. Well, I guess where else would she
live? On Oakland. Why not?
Why not?
It's your vibe.
I think they're renting above Axel's right now. Why not?
That's my suggestion. Move to the east side. Live your life, Angela.
Go live off Oak and Loke. You'll be all right. No, Angela. Don't do that. But I definitely do think she's got to go.
Okay.
I mean, she's posting stuff on neighbors. It's going to be feud after feud.
Yeah.
Management ain't going to do nothing. She does have to live somewhere else.
Can you imagine? They don't want to get involved in any of that.
Bruh, you know how petty old people are. They're the most petitious of all.
Seriously, because they're bored.
I don't want to.
That's why.
Exactly. I don't want to get involved in none of that drama. She might be 55 plus, but that's not for her. She's got to live in a younger spot.
Okay, you can call her. You can text us. Tell us what you think Angela should do. 414-533-1037. It's a neighbor issue. Mm-hmm. These people are on one, boy. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, Angela's got some problems with her neighbors, right?
Yeah, 55 plus community, and she might be the problem. She's she's moving around, and when she moves, her neighbor moves. Mm. They're nosy and eavesdropping. Like, they're old heads, right?
Right.
But she's still working. The neighbors don't.
You said she's got to move. I said just move by UWM and live your life.
You young, girl. I mean, come on now.
Get it, girl. David's in Maguanago. Let's go to him first. Hey, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
He What's going on? I'm going to get a theme song if it's the last thing I do. It's David's goal.
I believe in you, David. Let's get it.
David, what should Andrew do?
Man, I think you get what you pay for. And like DZ said, she might be in a place where she shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she's trying to save a buck, but everybody else that's in there really needs to be in there. And because it is usually a fixed income type of situation.
That's what I thought. You know, because retirees have fixed income. So I was like, it's got to be cheaper. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's low income housing, but it's got to be cheaper.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm, so you think she got to go? She's still working.
Yeah, she's definitely too active, or she has more than the other people, so there might be a jealousy factor there. So she's cracking a soda, they're making noise.
She's taking all the husbands. She's young.
Oh, she's still active out here, so she's making the other ones
all
jealous.
All the wives are mad.
Hey, yo, how do we get here?
I'm kidding, I don't know. I'm making up scenarios of old people getting mad at each other.
It could be a whole nother thing. Dumpster fire living.
Dumpster fire lit. The evolution.
You just came up with a new segment on this show. Thank you for calling. Have a great day,
David. We'll get you that theme song, man. Peace, David.
Bye.
All right. Heather is the most recent person to get her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row and got on the air. Part of the issue here to getting the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Heather's in Shorewood.
Oh.
Heather, what up, girl?
Hey.
She wanted hot and hand.
She sure did. Well, she tried to steal Sam and Wes Ben's song, which was Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. And when Sam hears, I am scared for you, girl. I'm kidding. Sam's like 5'1". She's a tiny little thing. All right. What do you think, Heather? Do you think Angela should move? Because that's what everybody else thinks.
So far.
She's got two options here. Either just deal with it or move. That's it. Those are your options.
Yeah.
That was deep. Deal with it or move. Thank
I wouldn't
you.
Want to deal with it, though.
What are we going to do? We know that we have to pick one or the other, but then what, you know?
What would you prefer to do, Heather?
Well, I already live above two noisy kids, so.
Oh, and think about that. Wait. The kids are sometimes noisier than the grown folks.
You're on top of people and you think they're loud and you're on above them?
No, I have two kids. My boyfriend owns my duplex and
the
kids live upstairs.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
She's getting all the noises anyway. She's like, listen, it might not make a difference whether she lives on the east side.
Yeah, well, you do that for your kids because you're forced to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But imagine you didn't know these people. Yeah.
Sometimes you just eat it, though. All right, Heather. Heather says kind of deal with it, or, you know, you do got to move.
All right. Well, have a great day, Heather.
Bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, she was fired up. Saucy Sandra's on the phone.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
Hey, Saucy.
Morning.
Hey there. Hey, my friends. First off, for the record, I am only 5'2" and a half, so I am a little snack. Secondly, how dare you say that Sam's only that small? What is she going to do? Us small ones, we're the ones you got to watch out for. We're strong mother truckers.
Saucy, this is not your chance to vent about being short, okay?
I know. Anyways, I digress. This lady, you know what? Anywhere she's going to go, she's going to have issues and problems. It's what she makes of it.
Oh, you think she's the problem?
Right.
Well, unfortunately, yeah. You know, anywhere she goes, she's going to have the same issue, whether it's children upstairs. Yeah, she's not going to have as nosy. I mean, there's going to be some that you don't like wherever you go.
Right.
So it's a give and take. You got to think of what's better for you. Do you like these people continuing to do everything that you do and playing a game with you? Or do you want to go and find somewhere else to go?
So it's kind of like
and have to deal with kids stomping on the floor anyways or something like that.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's the option of the lesser of two evils. Which would you prefer?
I say get a camper.
Hell yes.
Move to an
go
RV.
Go out west. Go live in a van down by the river, my friend.
Hold on. Wait. I was not saying go west. I was like, get a camper and just put it on the street.
Oh my gosh.
That's so against the law.
Why? It's better than having to listen to your neighbors all day long, isn't it?
That is facts. It's however, is it? Yeah, but the government doesn't allow that. So,
well, let's try.
You going to bring the trailer to the park and ride? You going to be the next one to bring
Maybe.
It over? Hey, chill out. No, Saucy, appreciate your call, fam.
Much love, guys.
Peace. We'll talk
to
you later.
Bye.
You kind of had me with the get a camper, though.
That was the first actual good idea anybody had. Everybody was just saying move.
Move.
And that was it. Nobody was being creative or thinking about a different solution. I'm like, get a camper. And because if... because what made me think that was Saucy said, well, everywhere she goes,
gonna have a problem.
She's gonna have a problem.
Stop having neighbors.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Get a little camper.
You're the problem. Go camping.
She might love it as a close to retiree, 55 plus. Think about the old heads that just get a camper and drive across the country anyway.
Maybe it should be what would Allie do? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you win today. You win today. For real, for real. That was the best one. Forget just moving. Move into a camper.
Neighbors are getting on your nerves. Move and get a camper on the street. You're welcome. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa.
How is Danny today? Is this really the 6-month birthday for your baby? Is this real possible?
It's real life. It's happening. I looked at my wife today and I was like, 6 months? How did we get here? She looked back and said, Papi, I don't know.
It's his half birthday.
It really is. Yeah. He's halfway to one now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when they're little, you count by months, which annoys some people. But as a parent, I get it. That's why you do that.
Before one, yes. Mm-hmm. And then until they're probably like two.
Three.
Two.
Because people go, why do you say 18 months? And I go, because there's a huge difference between a one-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old. Mm-hmm. That is 12 months and 18 months. Huge difference,
facts.
People.
No, so. Very much so. Mm-hmm. I think after two, I just started going, all right, next year he's three. We stopped counting in months after 2 years. Oh, for sure.
How's he doing? What's he up to?
But our youngest, our baby, Danny, 6 months old today. This man is on the move. He starts shaving tomorrow, right? But today.
Owen can teach him.
For real. We're going to need the tips. No, I got him. But for real, Danny, crazy milestones coming. Boy, he's eating food. Mm-hmm. Little man is on a tirade with everything. We can't keep him fed.
I need specifics. Is he crawling or walking?
No. He's doing a lot of pulling. He's trying to yank himself up on things.
Ah, the worst.
And he's doing it aggressively. So we're going, all right, we definitely got to lower all the cribs, the bassinets, all the things that we're putting him in. We got to be more conscious. He's no longer just a stay baby. Mm-hmm. He can't just sit. He will roll across the entire floor. He's trying to pull himself up on his knees.
The best part is when they lay in the carrier and they can't move. Oh, it's the best. And then they outgrow that. And you're like, well, I guess I have to carry them everywhere. And my arm's going to be stacked at the end of this.
He's moving so much, bro. He'll be middle of the sleep cycle and just start kicking his legs up and down. Flapping like Flipper on the bed. And we're like, oh my gosh, it's 3 a.m, bro. Can you please stop?
That's funny. Hudson used to do that. He used to kick his legs and his hands, both of them. That's funny. What is he eating?
He's eating, you name it. Mm-hmm. Everything but me. We're starting off with fruits and vegetables.
Like, he's eating adult food or what? I mean, no. He's drinking beer. What's he eating
over
there?
Well, if you ask Papa.
Breast milk? I don't know.
If you ask Grandpa Papa, he's there already taking sips of beer.
And if you ask Auntie Allie, he's already had vodka.
You know what I'm saying? No, for real though, he's already eaten bananas. He's tried strawberries. We're on zucchinis, carrots, broccoli. I might be missing one or two, but we're slowly trying because you know with babies it can change the dynamic of their stomachs. Mm-hmm. We don't want to give him the runs or anything.
You got to slowly add foods in, right?
So we're doing like one every couple
one at
days.
A time, yeah.
Exactly.
How different is this from Sammy, since Sammy was a preemie? Because you're getting the actual experience of what it's like to take a baby home from go.
Fair.
You didn't have that with Sammy. Everything was more stressful, worrisome.
2 months delayed.
He was in the hospital for months. Like, this was totally different.
Yeah. As far as like major difference, it's probably the eating. Mm-hmm. The eating and the size comparison. Between the two, man, this boy, we cannot stay on top of the schedule. Yeah. This man is just always hungry. And it was like, how long ago did he eat? 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour?
He's hungry.
He's always down to eat.
You were used to a preemie that never eats.
Yeah, I mean, right.
And or doesn't eat as much.
The difference,
too,
between milk and formula. You know, breast milk and formula, for Sammy, he was all formula. Mm-hmm. Like, from jump, basically, right?
Because he was in the hospital,
exactly, exactly. And then now, my wife is producing. We're getting some help from the sister, who is also still producing. Some milk, because this baby just eats and eats and eats. But we talked to our daycare lady Juana the other day, and she went, we're gonna need to do something different soon here.
You're not bringing enough food.
We were bringing enough food. He just, again, is eating way too much of it.
He's growing.
He's putting down between 4 and like 7 ounces.
I don't remember how much. That's a lot, I bet.
That is an extreme amount of difference, too. 4 is pretty regular. All of a sudden, he one day ate 6 ounces, another day ate 7 ounces, five, it's another 6 ounces. We're like, Poppy, okay, we got to start doing foods. It's not supplementing enough.
Yeah, he's not getting enough.
No.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad he's eating food. I'm glad he's pulling himself up. Sounds like Danny's thriving.
Big thrive.
Oh, happy 6 month birthday. I hope you have a cake for him today that you get to eat.
We don't.
Try cake today. Try cake for him.
Ooh, put a little cake in the...
Why not?
Oh,
let me know
Auntie
how it goes.
Allie.
See? I don't say I didn't let you know.
We're going to have another update soon enough because the doctor's visit's coming up soon for that six-month checkup. Y'all know.
Well, coming up next for Am I the Jerk, we're going to turn quite a bit because somebody wants to know if they're the jerk for making their mother-in-law pay for the open bar at their wedding.
Wait, a wedding and in-law
from,
jerk.
From drinking breast milk to the open bar at a wedding. This is how we're going to pivot right here. And Am I the Jerk is coming up next.
Drinking is drinking.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sophie is very upset about the situation with her wedding next month, June.
Oh, yeah.
She's making the mother-in-law. Well, the mother-in-law said she was going to pay for the open bar, and now there seems to be a problem. So she wants to know if she's the jerk. Let's just go to Chris in Heartland. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is Chris in Heartland, your judge, jury, and executioner. No need for three... No need for three callers today. She is definitely not the jerk. That mother-in-law is the jerk.
Hey, yo.
And when he said that mother-in-law for a second, I thought he was going to call.
I know. I was like, oops. I was like, Chris, hold on. It made me nervous.
Might have to hit the dump button. Might have to run.
I like it, Chris. He said, I'm the judge, jury, and executioner.
And
boy, not the
like
jerk.
A true dude. Like, yeah. You know what? Guilty. I'm moving on with my day. That's Chris for you.
I'm surprised he ain't hung up yet.
Yeah. Chris, have a great day.
We appreciate you, man.
Hey, y'all. See ya.
Peace. Dad, thanks for calling.
While we don't really need three callers, we're going to take them because I'm even hot about this one. Let's go to Shay in Greendale next. Shay, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, I can't even go after Chris. Like, he just left that.
Hey, Shay, for real, though. Mic drop for eight. No crumbs.
He left no crumbs. He ate it and he just said goodbye.
Bye. Facts. No, but for real, though, what do you think, though? Talk that talk.
Oh, okay. You remember that movie Monster Law with J-Lo?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's her.
She's like, Jane Fonda. She's, yeah.
Yes,
she's
yes,
the other
I
one.
I love that movie, but she's such a jerk. Sophie. That's the name, right, Sophie?
Yeah, like, right? Well, she has to be anonymous because she's upset, okay. But I gave her the name Sophie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, Sophie, yeah. She's a sweetheart. She's like, okay, fine then. If you don't want to pay for it, we'll go back to what it was. And now the mom is getting all crazy about it, and now she's name-calling and dropping all these, like, unnecessary things and causing all this strife.
You know what made me
that's
crazy?
That's so unintentional.
Right.
What made me crazy in this letter was where the mother-in-law comes in and says, well, why can't your parents just pay the rest? Like, assuming...
They're already paying for everything
that's what
else.
I mean. You're assuming you're taking advantage now. Well, if they can afford that, they can afford it all.
Like, did I miss that on the front end? Because that's wild to me, bro.
Yeah, she said it. Could she call her parents and ask them to
no.
And she was
you
like
you already offered it up and you know what there was a solution okay you cannot pay for it fine we're gonna go ahead we're gonna readjust we're yep. gonna we're gonna solve this
we're gonna do
and
what
this
we
is
can
the solution mm-hmm. Yes exactly but because you don't like my solution you're gonna come ahead and you're gonna attack me and you're gonna go ahead and put some strife on this marriage that hasn't already started yet you know you're gonna try to go ahead and separate us because you're feeling uneasy over some drink.
That's what I was going to say. Think about it.
You can go ahead and provide for yourself at another time. If it's for you and your girls, go ahead and go prior to the marriage then, or before the wedding.
This is really crazy thing to fight over.
Oh my gosh, I'm like triggered.
Shay is getting mad. I can hear it.
I know. Shay, listen, we all are with you. This is a crazy reason to throw a fit for the mother-in-law. It makes absolutely no sense. She said she'd pay for the open bar.
It's a self-image.
And then did not when the bill came, went, whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
Exactly. She went, I got it. I got it.
No, well, no, you don't got it, sister.
Song before this, Am I the Jerk was perfect. It was for the mother-in-law. Selfish. Played right before. Right for her.
Oh, my God. All right, Chase. You have a great day.
You too, as Bye. Well. Bye.
Santino actually texted in and said she's not the jerk, but the fiance should be checking his mom, not her. He did call. She said that he called his mom, and she went off on him, too. She said that in the note, just for the record.
You know, I agree. There's a bridezilla? This sounds like a momzilla.
Big time.
You know what I mean?
Or someone with an alcohol problem, which I do agree. If you're getting this upset over the alcohol, it's either a optics issue where you think open bar, because
right.
It's always the parents like, we gotta have an open bar because it looks good. Come on. They can have beer and wine and soda.
We had beer and wine at our wedding and everybody had just the fine time.
And if I like vodka, I can bring a flask or buy it at the bar.
And that's exactly
Thank
what the
you.
People did.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Just saying.
Man, there's ways around it, bro. And when it's your wedding, you pick what you do best. They can't afford it. Come on, mama.
And maybe alcohol's not as important to them as it is to this woman.
Ding.
Rachel's in Oconomowoc. Last but not least. Hi, Rachel.
Morning.
Hello.
Well, everybody's saying that Sophie is not the jerk. What do you think?
You against the girl?
Yeah, I'm going to finish with a sweep, not the jerk.
Brooms.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I was married 10 years ago, and it was kind of a similar situation. We just wanted the beer, wine, soda, and my mother-in-law insisted on alcohol, but she did follow through and paid for it, and we told her, hey, you want this for the big family, you can pay for this.
Right.
I would have done the same thing as her, is no, we're going back to what we wanted, and if you don't want to pay for it, things are expensive these days. We can't. Mm-hmm. Can't be affording that, so not the jerk.
Somebody texted in and said she never should have fluffed her feathers saying she'd pay for it. She had no idea how much it was going to be. Don't be cheap.
She was peacocking.
Yeah.
Ah, she was peacocking and thought that it was going to be cheap. Mm-hmm. Bruh.
Yep.
Hey, honestly, another thing. Can we be thankful that the venue actually let them switch it up? Because let's be honest, it is go time, man. The wedding is like mañana, tomorrow.
Seriously.
Normally, they don't let that fly no more.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been footing a bill.
Right.
Then what would the mother-in-law have done?
Boy.
Cherry on top.
I'm telling you what. All right, so Sophie is not the jerk. Sophie, we're sorry your mother-in-law sucks. But it sounds like at least your fiancé stuck up for you, so you can keep him.
That's right. Rachel brought the brooms. Appreciate the sweep. Thanks
Bye,
for the
Rachel.
Call.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
Well, not the jerk. Nope. I think we were all... I can't imagine someone having the guts to call in or say she's the jerk. How?
Well,
you know?
I think the daughter-in-law should... No, I'm playing. I'm not going
to... Stop it.
No jokes. All jokes.
All right. That's Am I the Jerk for today. Coming up after 8 o'clock, just a reminder, if you didn't know this, we've got tickets. The Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival's going on. We have two-day general admission passes coming up after 8 o'clock. You're going to see Jelly Roll's going to be there. Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's all down by the lakefront at Veterans Park. We're going to have the Harley bringing it, you know, to our city like they always do.
It's the new and improved Jelly Roll, too. My man's a slimming down chum, so you might not even recognize him.
I forgot he lost like 80 pounds.
He's on a... He just did a 5K, bro. He's on
what?
A tirade.
Jelly Roll ran farther than me?
Jelly just completed a 5K with comedian Bert Kreischer.
Okay.
It is, yeah. Another story for another time.
I better get to the gym. Okay, well, coming up next, then, I'm going to tell you what sets me off about Mother's Day. I've discovered local businesses and Mother's Day. They should go together like a beautiful collab.
They don't.
Let me tell you why they don't next.
Allie got a grind.
You'd think I'd come out positive after Mother's Day. I had a great one, but I do have a complaint next. I know. You're shocked. I have a complaint. 103.7 Kiss FM.
What's wrong, Allie?
Allie and DZ. Well, nothing's wrong because I do appreciate restaurants taking care of moms and honoring them, and some places had Mothers Eat for free. Not a lot,
but they do. They show some love.
And they said, your kids have to be here by the... The mom has to be with the kids. Because
obviously.
Like, that's funny. If somebody goes in without their mom or goes in by themselves.
I'm a mom. Where are the kids?
Yeah,
prove
right.
It.
Well, imagine I go in there without Owen and Hudson. I go, I'll take a Mother's Day free meal. They're like, where are your kids? My gripe with Mother's Day and eating out, and maybe you could feel the same way on Father's Day, maybe not, is I hate specialty menus at restaurants. Hate them. So when they have a special Mother's Day menu,
like the brunch buffet that they do at the whatever restaurant.
I mean, I do mess with buffets. Buffets I have no gripes about, but here's an example. I had a restaurant where I really like the food, and the reason I wanted to go there for Mother's Day was because I like the food and the specific dishes that I get when I go there.
Right.
And when I got online, they had a Mother's Day menu, and I went, well, now I don't want to go because I like going there because you have my
You got my items.
My items.
My items ain't available right now.
That's like my favorite thing. And you're telling me if I come there, I've got to eat something else. And that's my only choice is Mother's Day menu.
I came here for my go-tos.
Yeah.
And you took my go-tos on my day.
Like, think about it. It's your birthday. What are you in the mood for? You think about it. It's not a brand new menu unless you're a venturer, maybe like you, DZ.
Yeah, it's fair. Right?
I don't know. But I saw it and I went, well, now I don't want to go there because the menu's different. I like what you have.
Oh, man. I never framed it like this because
I don't like specialty menus on Mother's Day. I do not.
Mother's Day is obviously a day where, in most situations, moms are the ones that cook primarily. Mm-hmm. So when mom's, it's her day, she's not cooking. You cooking for her or taking her to eat somewhere. So it's a big eat out day for a lot of families, right? I never considered that the specialty menu would suck for somebody when you go to your favorite restaurant and they don't have your food.
Yeah, because you're going for something specific, like your favorite dish. I got my favorite dishes at each restaurant. And if I'm in the mood for that dish, that's what I want to go for.
Right.
I don't want to go for a new menu.
Ooh.
And I think it's nice because there are people that want to get dressed up and go out just to a new place or try a menu. No, if you ask me where I want to go, I'm going to give you some place I've been before where I'm craving something. And that's what I expect when I get there.
And I think a lot of people would be like that. My wife, one of them, she's going, oh, I want to go XYZ to get this food because I know this is what they got. Right? I was going, oh, obviously, we know it's a busy day. We know they want to streamline as best they can. We know why restaurants do it. It's so that's a little easier for them.
I don't know why they do. I just assume they do it to have more options for people or something. Why do they do it? To make it easier for them?
It was, well, because you limit the options. So rather than having 15, 20 things on the menu, you go, all right, for Mother's Day, we're only going to have these six.
Right.
Chefs in back got six items to memorize and worry about. Yeah, I thought it was just to streamline, make it easier, keep the flow going, right?
Because you're busy all day. And then, and then last night, my kids and I just went out. And I mean, we just went to Outback. We walked in. We walked in and sat down.
No resi?
Because I said, I don't know if we need a reservation. It's Mother's Day. I don't know. It was packed.
Wow.
But we didn't need a reservation. It was around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And I mean, that's a chain, so it's a little bit different. And usually if people are making Mother's Day reservations, like the pictures I saw where people really went to the nines and dressed up, they were at nicer restaurants.
Sure. The reservation for sure spots.
Where the specialty menu comes out.
The four items all night.
I mean, Outback, I didn't have a... Which was what I wanted. I wanted exactly what I wanted when I got there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and in those cases, you either do go to the chains or you do what we did and we just stayed home and cooked. I was grill master last night. Because otherwise, yeah, you might not get what you want. I had never considered it like that, bro.
Right? See?
Dang.
All right. Well, I want to know if you get down with specialty menus on holidays? Because I'm just not a fan.
I did. Now I'm wondering if I shouldn't.
It made me not go to the restaurant I wanted to go to because they had a specialty menu. And I went, oh, that's not what I want.
It seems like the easy way out now that you explain it. Before, I thought like, no, this makes sense. It's good business. Now it's just, no, it's a cop out.
Yeah. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. I hope you all had a great Mother's Day, whatever you did. But I will tell you, the specialty menu made me turn my head and stick my nose in the air and go, I want familiar. I want what I'm used to.
You might be changing the way I'm thinking about specialty menus.
See? I don't know. We'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM. I was just telling DZ that I was not a fan of the Mother's Day specialty menus yesterday. It actually deterred me from going to the restaurant I wanted to go to, which shall remain nameless. They had a Mother's Day menu, and I went, no, I want to come here because you have what I like, and that's the experience I'm looking for.
I wanted what I wanted, and I wanted to come here because y'all had what I wanted. Not today, though.
I don't know. Candy's in Waukesha this morning. Hey, girl. How are you? Oh, wait.
It's me. Hi.
Hi. Samantha. How are you? Oh, Samantha.
Not Candy.
Samantha. I don't know why I wrote down Candy. My bad. All right, Samantha.
No, what's weird is that's my sister's name. So I was like, well, how'd she know that?
Whoa.
I don't know.
Mind reader.
That's another story for another time.
That's a little weird.
But she said, good morning. Wepa.
Anyway.
Wepa.
Good morning.
Yeah, what do you think?
So I was a server for over 20 years. And my girlfriend is, she's a cook. So she worked back of house for 15, 16 years. And I get it. I love my go-tos. We love going to our restaurants where we know we're going to get and we're not going to get screwed up or have something weird that's new that we don't want to try.
Mm-hmm.
But Mother's Day is brutal.
For the workers?
Yeah.
For the restaurants? Okay. Oh, so that's why they do the specialty menus.
That answers that question.
Like DZ said, instead of having like 15, 20 items with all these different things where you can modify, well, I don't want this. I don't want this. Can I substitute that?
Yeah.
And I want this because of this and blah, blah, blah. Give them six things, no substitutions. The kitchen can get your food out. That way you're not waiting for 2 hours,
right?
Because ticket times get to be really long on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I get the frustration, which is why I usually don't go out on Mother's Day with expectation of I'm going to have the best meal ever because this is what I want.
It might not be.
It says, somebody said same thing. Good morning. I like requires less people to work on a holiday by having a simpler order. It's their chance to serve new meals. Yeah, but that's, you're asking me what I want for Mother's Day and I pick one of my favorite dishes and then you have a different menu, you see why that would send me somewhere else,
messes
right?
The flow of
yeah.
That would not oh, be for what sure. I would know, want to know. What It's the same reason we get online and look at the menus before we go anywhere mm-hmm. now. We all do it.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it. So
but she's coming in on the defense of the restaurant. And with explanation, she said, I got experience. I know why.
She's saying it's too busy.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
All yeah. Right. Well, and I mean, you. Like, even working Mother's Day, like, it's nonstop. The minute you open till everyone else is home, then you got to clean up. It's rough.
Sun up, sun
I
down.
Still want to know why I can't get the dish I want. You're trying to, I'm paying for it. I'm tipping. Like, I know we just need to have more people or there's not enough staff or what? You know what I mean?
I don't even know at this point.
Call everybody. Why is this my problem? Like, I don't, why that you're busy? Like, what?
Ain't y'all supposed to like this?
Isn't this supposed to be a good thing? I don't know. All right. Thanks for calling,
we
girl.
We appreciate
yep,
you.
Yep, absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Rachel in Cedarburg texted in. She said, after working in restaurants for years, I would agree with ZZ. It's the streamline in the kitchen in most cases. Mother's Day is the busiest day, but I get it. So, all right.
Well,
we know why they do it.
Right.
And we're just going to have to say either you're one of those specialty menu people or you're not.
We know why. We just don't like it.
Yeah, I am not. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, and when I tell you I was given the gift of all gifts this weekend, don't get me wrong, I got some great gifts, but the gift I did not like was the broken glasses gift.
What? Wait, somebody broke some glasses?
Yep, you know how both of my boys wear glasses.
Oh yeah.
Owen and Hudson, and I was at the neighbor's talking to my neighbor in the yard because it was a beautiful weekend, by the way.
It was amazing outside.
Yeah, and so we were just outside talking in our yards. Like true old people in the burbs. And here comes Hudson walking across the street. And I'm like, looking despondent. And I'm like, oh,
what
no.
happened? Right.
And he's like, Owen broke my glasses. And I'm like, what? Like, I haven't seen you in 3 minutes. What just happened in the 3 minutes that I have not seen you? What do you
a
mean?
A lot, Mom.
What do you mean he broke your glasses? Glasses are not cheap either.
And nor are they super easy to break sometimes. Right. Now, especially kids' glasses.
Thank you. So I'm thinking, and he goes, well, the lens popped out.
Oh.
And so I go, yeah, that's what I thought.
That's nothing.
That's what I thought. So I walk back home. Owen's frantically in the kitchen trying to tape them up because he's afraid he's getting in trouble. And he's like, I taped them up. They're good.
They're fixed.
And they look crazy. I mean, we had scotch tape all around.
He had the Harry Potter glasses.
It was hysterical. And I'm like, Owen, Hudson cannot wear these. Because it was not the lens did pop out, but the lens popped out because the frame broke. And what had happened was I told them to get outside because it was a beautiful day.
Right.
And I was sick of them being inside on their tech. And so they would come out and then they'd go in. Well, Owen went inside and said, Mom said you need to come outside. Well, I'm at the neighbors talking. I'm not even there for any of this. These 10 and 12 year olds. So they start fighting.
Of course. Brothers,
and then
siblings.
Owen takes a blanket and shoves it into Hudson's face.
Oh, so they were wrestling.
And then the glasses are now broken.
Dang. So where did the glasses actually break? On the frame of the lens?
The top, right around the top.
Oh, so like the arm, not the arm, but like right where the frame and the arm basically meet. So that's why the lens popped out.
Correct.
You can't fix that.
No,
bruh.
You can't fix a broken frame. You can fix broken lenses popping out, not the frame.
You can fix the lens. Mm-hmm. You can normally fix the arm if it pops off.
Oh yeah, you can screw that back in.
Screw that back in or super glue it and they just won't close anymore, right?
Not these.
But not the frame.
Oh, these are broken.
Broken, broken.
So then I call his dad and I go, I'm so angry right now. Because this is single parenting. No one, no support. You're just by yourself.
You're doing you.
You're just trying to figure it out. And he goes, what? And he's all calm, which I am not.
But he's wondering what happened.
But then I calm down a little and he's like, all right, okay, all right, well, maybe, okay. And he calls me later. He goes, can you super glue him? I go, I mean, I guess.
Maybe.
He's going to need new glasses.
Regardless.
I mean, he's like, I know, but just in the meantime. So I called the neighbors last night. I said, do you have super glue? They showed up at 9 p.m. with cocktails in their hand.
Because, and super glue?
Because it was beautiful outside and they wanted to hang. It was super glue.
Okay, thank goodness.
And my neighbor, Randy, Wild Randy, he taped them back together. And then I gave them to Hudson or glued them back together. And I said, hey, this is it. In the morning, wear these, but just know they might break. And
be careful.
He goes, I don't want to wear them.
I knew it.
He didn't want to wear them.
I didn't want to do that when my glasses broke back in the day, too, man.
He didn't want them.
You don't like the way it looks, it feels. You're conscious, or self-conscious, I should say.
He cannot see far away. Was that nearsighted? So yes. He can see up close.
Right,
so
he's nearsighted.
As long as I should email, you know what? I should email the teacher and be like, put him in the front today, because I didn't even think to do that because I got a call. This all happened so quick yesterday, right?
So did he not wear his glasses?
No.
He refused.
I looked on the Ring camera when he went to school this morning.
No glasses.
And I looked and I saw them leave the house. He had no glasses on.
This guy.
So he's at school right now with no glasses.
I've done this, and Allie, I've told you, I am borderline legally blind.
You've had glasses your whole life?
Since I was 7 years old.
Okay.
So now I'm 30, right? So I've had glasses for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I used to leave my glasses at home on purpose after they would break, I'd forget my glasses because I hated wearing glasses.
Were you embarrassed?
I was embarrassed. I thought they were ugly, whatever. I'd forget my glasses. Mm-hmm. Worst days of my life in school.
Aww.
He might be struggling. I mean, I wasn't nearsighted or farsighted. I'm no-sighted. I'm blind.
I'm afraid to ask him if kids still make fun of each other for glasses, because they definitely did when we were kids, and I get that. And same thing with braces. Now it's so part of our, like, people wear glasses that don't even have prescriptions.
Glasses are cooler.
Glasses
now.
Are cool.
Way cooler now than they were back in the day.
Braces are invisible. So if you want them, honestly, you know, true, Invisalign.
True. I wonder if kids still get the full, or you pay four eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They got to.
I don't know. Well, the glasses are broken. I'll be making a call today. And if, you know, you ever had traumatic stories about glasses being broken, that's relatable as a kid.
Is that the most recent thing of each other's they've broke?
Yeah, this is by far the worst. The worst thing they've ever broken, where we needed it and it costs money.
Yeah, you know, it's not just like a toy.
Yeah, it's not like, oh no, you broke your bike and I can buy you another one by next weekend. It's like, oh shoot, you broke your glasses, which we went to a whole appointment to get your prescription.
Waited weeks.
And then got them sized.
Right.
Like, there's a whole process here that I have to deal with.
I thankfully never had to deal with this, man. My young and my little sister, Angie, never broke anything of mine.
But thank goodness you can do things so cheap now online, too.
True.
Like, order glasses.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, somebody said, my son threw a fastball through my basement egress window a couple days ago. Happy Mother's Day.
Wepa!
Is this what we're doing? We're just destroying everything around?
Kids are just breaking things?
Unbelievable. Well, thanks for nothing. We'll talk to you next if you have something to say. Well, I guess I'll be making a call today and getting some new glasses. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Nothing like the screaming, yelling, crying coming out of the house because Owen broke Hudson's glasses yesterday.
That sucks.
Happy Mother's Day. Julie's in Oak Creek, though, and she's got a great story about her glasses and what happened to them. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Julie.
Did somebody break your glasses?
Hey.
Or you broke somebody else's? What happened?
So when I was about 12, we were actually way up north and staying in a cottage in the middle of nowhere on a private lake. The glasses fell off and were just sitting on the deck because I was trying to bait a hook.
Okay.
And my brother came running on the deck, and the glasses went bounce, 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 pooch, right into the lake.
The lake up north of all places.
Gone. Gone, gone. I know that's right.
Dang it. But did you catch a fish, or did you catch the glasses?
No, my brother was kind of, it was my younger brother, he was kind enough to, like, just repeatedly dive down trying to find the glasses in this murky lake, and I'm like, yeah, it's not happening, and I was blinder than blind.
Oh, like,
and
Julie, like me.
I ended up having to wear my father's glasses so I could see.
Ew, and I can imagine what those look like in the 80s and 90s. They look like the Jeffrey Dahmer ones.
Double arm frames, yes. You know the ones.
Oh my God, they were awful. I was like, God, please just shoot me and not have me leave this cottage the rest of my life.
Julie said, I'd rather die than wear my dad's glasses.
Julie said, take me now. I'm done.
I've
lived a long life. Just go ahead.
If now's my time.
Yep.
Take me where the glasses are.
Pretty much, yeah.
Julie.
Okay, DZ's making me laugh too hard today. Okay, Julie, have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Talk to you later. Bye, dog. I've lost my glasses in the lake. When you're blind like that and you don't have contacts ready, I did a little backflip off of the pontoon boat a couple summers back. Body went one way, glasses went the other. I didn't even have a chance to catch them. Blind.
Well, Nikki's in Franklin. She as well has lost glasses. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to your glasses?
So during the COVID lockdown, I was an essential worker. Mm-hmm. And I was at work, and I had just taken my glasses off for a second to rub my eye. And as I was taking them off, they snapped right in the middle.
No.
Oh, lovely.
How does that even happen?
Because if you don't have enough stressors, the heart of COVID is an essential worker. No stress.
No.
Not at all. Okay, so then what happened?
What'd you do?
So I had to call the doctor's office, and they had told me that it wasn't an essential appointment. I was like, I kind of need these to drive.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I'm blind. What do you mean it's not essential?
Exactly. So they ended up having to like send me to some contact website to order contacts online.
Wow. She went to 1-800.
She sure did. Wow. Okay. So they snapped in the middle of work and she was completely blind.
And they told her she wasn't even essential enough to come get them fixed. Dang. Bro, how long did it take for you to get your glasses actually fixed?
Yeah.
I think I waited until like July of that year to actually get a new pair of glasses.
And it happened in what, like March or something? Right. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow. Months.
Lindsay said last March we were in the Dells. Our youngest threw his croc at his older brother and managed to hit him just right and break his glasses.
Ooh, boy got aim with the chancla.
Dang. See, it could have been worse. It could have been worse, Nikki.
Could have been worse.
Somebody hit you with a croc in the face. You're welcome. It could have been worse. Perspective.
Appreciate your call, Nikki. Bye. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so today the question is about age. DZ, do you feel younger or older than your actual age? Go.
Was this supposed to be light or heavy? Because I don't even know.
Is this heavy? Means you feel old.
I'm torn. What I'm saying is there's some days where I feel so old. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. And then there's other times where I'm like, why am I this childish?
Why? That part.
Why am I like this?
That part.
So, I don't know. Most times, I will say that I feel older. Yeah. If I'm asked, which do you feel more often? Because I say both. I feel older more often than I feel younger.
That makes sense with you. You're like an older soul.
I do feel like,
I'm a younger soul.
Yeah, clearly. I agree to that too. Definitely.
I got a young energy. I'm immature, but I like to lead.
Yeah, I feel that though.
It's a weird mix for me too. I definitely feel younger than my age. I mean, I'm going to be 45 this year.
Yeah.
Feel about 35.
Ain't it birthday season?
It is.
It's birthday season.
It's Taurus season. Hey. I'm more stubborn than ever. Get ready.
Where's the moon alignment right now?
The bull has got the horns out. Let's go. No, but I feel about 10 years younger currently. Like, you're 30.
I'd say I feel about 5 years older.
You feel 30?
35.
We're both 35.
We're the same age.
Hi, friend.
What up, dog? Let's go.
You go up, I go low.
We balance in the middle.
DZ goes high, I go low.
This is why we homies. Because exactly. We're the same age.
We're 35.
Nice.
I knew it.
Makes sense.
I knew it. All right. Well, that is the question of the day. I want to hear what everybody else says. Do you feel younger or older than your actual age? 414-533-1037. I think people are going to say older.
Let's hope.
But I'm hoping that they don't feel that old.
You'd be surprised. I feel like a lot of people going to come through and be like, you know what? It's in the mindset. You got to be younger. You got to force yourself to be younger.
True. Okay, fine. Let's see what everybody says next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question was, do you feel younger or older than your actual age? Somebody texted in and said, younger. I'm 21 and I feel like I shouldn't be an adult yet. Maybe like 17.
Well, there you go. Good for you. Feeling young.
Right. Ebony's on the phone this morning and we'll start with her. She's got her own theme song, of course.
Hey. What's happening?
Girl, how old are you and how do you actually feel? Older or younger?
Okay, so I'm 31, but I tell everybody I'm like a grown toddler. I'm just out here loving life. I'm responsible, though.
I'm a responsible child.
So what age does that put you at?
Right, 10?
Okay, so that puts 18. Me at a smooth 20.
I was going to say, young and dumb, but still have responsibilities.
Like young and dumb, but I'm still out here building Legos on the weekend.
No offense,
you know?
To the 20-year-olds,
ain't
man.
Ain't mad at you for building Legos either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love building Legos. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Come on now. Don't grow up.
Yeah, young, but responsible.
I can't be a baddie on a forklift not having fun.
A baddie in a forklift. I don't think Legos make you juvenile. I think a lot of us do games and puzzles, especially with technology now. I mean, you can be a full adult playing video games, and you are not childish in my book.
It's a brain teaser.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I just love having a blast.
Well, you're good to go, Ebony. Ebony says,
thank you. Not 31. Love y'all. Have a good one.
You too. Bye, Ebony.
Next up, we got Danny in Oak Creek this morning. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Danny, the question of the day is, do you feel younger or older than your actual age? And DZ and I found out that we are the same age.
We both 35.
I feel 35 and he feels 35. He goes up, I go down.
Hey, isn't that life?
Yes.
That's
true.
How old do you feel, man?
So I feel like I'm still in my 20s yet sometimes.
Really?
Nice.
The back never creaks? I'm up.
No, not A. We've had a talk on the side, DZ and I, about cold baths and all that. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, I can hold my own.
I still do wrestling and stuff and some other stuff for work.
You're in
and
good shape. We get it. Rub it in a little more, Danny. Oh, he's in bad shape.
I'm not in good shape, but I do pretty well for my age.
Right. So what he's saying and is he takes care of his body now better than he did before. So it's almost like that bounce back is different. He's able to continue.
Okay, got it. So you're how old and you feel how old?
45, I am. I'll be 46 this year, and I feel like early 20s.
Oh, early
20s. Boy said 21, 22, something like that.
He didn't age in 20 years, this guy. Look at Danny. That's amazing.
Hats off to this man, bro.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Danny.
Later, fam.
All right.
Bye. This clown on the phone now. We got to go to Tony and Racine.
I wonder how old he's going to say, like, no, 15,
Tony's
16.
Like five. Come on. I love Tony, though. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
We got a toddler on the phone.
You're actually one of my favorites because you're really funny. But because you let me razz you and I can.
Just saying. That doesn't make me five, though. Well, come on.
Fair. Okay, so Tony, you're going to be 50 this year. Do you feel 19?
Hey, yo. I'm talking about getting it from both ends, man. Tony, you okay?
Conversation terminated.
If you don't get it, listen back on the Odyssey app, dog. Oh, that was last week.
Oh, man.
All right. No, Tony, for real. What's your age and how old do you feel? Do you feel younger or older?
Man, I'm 34, mm-hmm. But man, I feel old as heck.
Yeah?
No, that's why, man, I pinned you for 50. I'm sorry, Tony. Yeah.
He's the oldest soul in the room.
Man, I... Old souls, old bones, man, it's coming.
Man said, I've been through it, baby.
Yeah. All right, but you feel younger, Tony, obviously.
I feel older.
I wish I was younger. I feel older. I feel like 10, 15 years older.
10, 15. Okay, so man, you're saying you're 44, 50?
I feel, I'm getting married later. I ain't got no kids. I'm having them later. Mm-hmm. I'm working 9 different jobs. Mm-hmm. I don't drink. I don't go out and party. Man, I'm cool. I'm content, but okay. I feel older.
You're a grown up. Wow.
Mr. Adult over here.
Congrats. You don't go out drinking all the time. Way to go.
I said, men don't grow up. We grow beards. Tony said, nah, I grew up, dog.
Proud of you.
Yeah, I grew up.
Please, Tony. Get out of here, old man.
Conversation.
I lost my hair. I said, mess it.
Now we're talking about hair loss. Bye,
okay,
Tony.
Bye.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. Angela's got a problem this morning.
And I'm going to try to not make it worse.
Oh, well. All right. Well, let's see, DZ.
You don't have confidence in that, do you? Not today, huh?
Your intentions were pure, but no. What's the problem?
Well, she starts off by saying, not to pick on an old neighbor, because I am one. But she's got some neighbor drama. She says, how much can we expect from an elderly neighbor while we're working and need our sleep? I'm amazed to find that this over 55 stuff is worse than any other apartment I've had in 40 years. Mm. This is the fourth time I'm living under someone who paces around all night, flushes the toilet constantly, bangs the lid nonstop. They also hover to eavesdrop. When you get home, they'll follow you around, repeat the sounds you make. If you open a cabinet, they close the door. Mm. If you stomp around, play music, they stomp around if I play music on, off all night. Mm-hmm. They don't like my selection, they'll stomp. If I put away a 12-pack of soda too loudly, they'll drop something in the kitchen, scoot a chair across the floor.
So rude. How much of a hater do you have to be?
Oh, lady drama.
Come on.
Just not even old lady. Oh, people.
Yeah.
Said, plus, they never leave. So when I'm home, you know they're home. The managers don't get involved. They never have.
Of course.
Last thing I did was leave a note in large letters. Go to sleep. So much for the sweet little old lady crap. Mm-hmm. What should I do, Angela? Mm.
All right. So neighbors are wild.
Yeah. And I'm unfamiliar with the retiree community, mm-hmm. right? But Angela's not retired.
No.
I feel like she might be in retiree age.
Ah.
But she's not in retiree stage. Ooh, bars.
Look at you.
Ooh, kill him.
You're killing me right now.
For real, I think she kind of answered her own question on the front end when she said, this is the worst place I've lived in over 40 years. maybe you should move back to one of those places.
Ah, get out of where you are if you can.
She's in a 55 plus community. I don't know if that's cheaper usually, yeah. Right? Like, I have no idea. I got no knowledge about this topic.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's cheaper. I don't know if it's more inclusive. You know, I don't know if they have people on hand to help the people with health issues. I don't know what the situation is, why she picked living there over living somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But if this is the fourth time you've gotten a trash neighbor, up or down, whatever it is.
Enough.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
You're wasting time.
What if you're the problem?
Just saying. I mean,
you got a lot of neighbor problems. How many you gotta have you go, I'm the problem?
No,
just
dog.
Saying.
At first, I was like, dang, son. But no, I hear what you're saying. If what you mean is she's too active to be living here, she's in a 55 plus community where everybody else is probably there 24/7, never leave, either always playing shuffleboard, playing pool, at the pool, or something. Yep. Mm-hmm. She is the problem. Mm-hmm. She's way too active to be living in this place.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's gotta go.
She needs to move to a frat house or downtown somewhere, or go to the east side.
The frat house. She can't get an apartment close to UWM.
Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking like east side.
I would see no. Well, I guess where else would she
live? On Oakland. Why not?
Why not?
It's your vibe.
I think they're renting above axles right now. Why not?
That's my suggestion. Move to the east side. Live your life, Angela.
Go live off Oak and Loke. You'll be all right. No, Angela. Don't do that. But I definitely do think she's got to go.
Okay.
I mean, she's posting stuff on neighbors. It's going to be feud after feud.
Yeah.
Management ain't going to do nothing. She does have to live somewhere else.
Can you imagine? They don't want to get involved in any of that.
Bruh, you know how petty old people are. They're the most petitious of all.
Seriously, because they're bored.
I don't want to.
That's why.
Exactly. I don't want to get involved in none of that drama. She might be 55 plus, but that's not for her. She's got to live in a younger spot.
Okay, you can call her. You can text us. Tell us what you think Angela should do. 414-533-1037. It's a neighbor issue. These people are on one, boy. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, Angela's got some problems with her neighbors, right?
Yeah, 55 plus community, and she might be the problem. She's she's moving around, and when she moves, her neighbor moves. Mm. They're nosy and eavesdropping. Like, they're old heads, right?
Right.
But she's still working. The neighbors don't.
You said she's got to move. I said just move by UWM and live your life.
You young, girl. I mean, come on now.
Get it, girl. David's in Maguanago. Let's go to him first. Hey, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? I'm going to get a theme song if it's the last thing I do. It's David's goal.
I believe in you, David. Let's get it.
David, what should Angela do?
Man, I think you get what you pay for. And like DZ said, she might be in a place where she shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she's trying to save a buck, but everybody else that's in there really needs to be in there. And because it is usually a fixed income type of situation.
That's what I thought. You know, because retirees have fixed income. So I was like, it's got to be cheaper. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's low income housing, but it's got to be cheaper.
Yep, absolutely.
So you think she got to go? She's still working.
Yeah, she's definitely too active, or she has more than the other people, so there might be a jealousy factor there. So she's cracking a soda, they're making noise.
She's taking all the husbands. She's young.
Oh, she's still active out here, so she's making the other ones
all
jealous.
All the wives are mad.
Hey, yo, how do we get here?
I'm kidding, I don't know. I'm making up scenarios of old people getting mad at each other.
It could be a whole nother thing. Dumpster fire living.
Dumpster fire lit. The evolution.
You just came up with a new segment on this show. Thank you for calling. Have a great day,
David.
We'll
get you that theme song, man. Peace, David.
Bye. All right. Heather is the most recent person to get her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row and got on the air. Part of the issue here to getting the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Heather's in Shorewood.
Oh.
Heather, what up, girl?
Hey.
She wanted hot in hand.
She sure did. Well, she tried to steal Sam and Wes Ben's song, which was Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. And when Sam hears, I am scared for you, girl. I'm kidding. Sam's like 5'1". She's a tiny little thing. All right. What do you think, Heather? Do you think Angela should move? Because that's what everybody else thinks.
So far.
She's got two options here. Either just deal with it or move. That's it. Those are your options.
Yeah.
That was deep. Deal with it or move.
I wouldn't want to deal with it, though.
What are we going to do? We know that we have to pick one or the other, but then what, you know?
What would you prefer to do, Heather?
Well, I already live above two noisy kids, so.
Oh, and think about that. Wait. The kids are sometimes noisier than the grown folks.
You're on top of people and you think they're loud and you're on above them?
No, I have two kids. My boyfriend owns my duplex and his kids live upstairs.
That makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
She's getting all the noises anyway. She's like, listen, it might not make a difference whether she lives on the east side.
Yeah, well, you do that for your kids because you're forced to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Imagine you didn't know these people.
Yeah. Sometimes you just eat it, though. All right, Heather says kind of deal with it, or, you know, you do got to move.
All right, well, have a great day, Heather.
Bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, she was fired up. Saucy Sandra's on the phone.
I'm different.
Hey, Saucy.
Morning.
Hey there. Hey, my friends. First off, for the record, I am only 5'2" and a half, so I am a little snack. Secondly, how dare you say that Sam's only that small? What is she going to do? Us small ones, we're the ones you got to watch out for. We're strong mother truckers.
Saucy, this is not your chance to vent about being short, okay?
Anyways, I digress. This lady, you know what? Anywhere she's going to go, she's going to have issues and problems. It's what she makes of it.
Oh, you think she's the problem?
Right. Well, unfortunately, yeah. You know, anywhere she goes, she's going to have the same issue, whether it's children upstairs. Yeah, she's not going to have as nosy. I mean, there's going to be some that you don't like wherever you go.
Right.
So it's a give and take. You got to think of what's better for you. Do you like these people continuing to do everything that you do and playing a game with you? Or do you want to go and find somewhere else to go?
So it's kind of like
that. And have to deal with kids stomping on the floor anyways or something like that.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's the option of the lesser of two evils. Which would you prefer?
I say get a camper.
Hell yes.
Move to an
go
RV.
Go out west. Go live in a van down by the river, my friend.
Hold on.
Wait.
I was not saying go west. I was like, get a camper and just put it on the street.
Oh my gosh. That's so against the law.
Why? It's better than having to listen to your neighbors all day long, isn't it?
That is facts. But the government doesn't allow that. So.
Well, let's try.
You going to bring the trailer to the parking ride? You going to be the next one to bring
Maybe.
It over? Hey, chill out. No, Saucy, appreciate your call, fam.
Much love, guys.
Peace. We'll talk to you later. You kind of had me with the get a camper, though.
That was the first actual good idea anybody had. Everybody was just saying move.
Move.
And that was it. Nobody was being creative or thinking about a different solution. I'm like, get a camper. And because what made me think that was Saucy said, well, everywhere she goes,
gonna have a problem.
She's gonna have a problem.
Stop having neighbors.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Get a little camper.
You're the problem. Go camping.
She might love it as a close to retiree, 55 plus. Think about the old heads that just get a camper and drive across the country anyway.
Maybe it should be what would Allie do? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you win today. You win today. For real, for real. That was the best one. Forget just moving. Move into a camper.
Neighbors are getting on your nerves. Move and get a camper on the street. You're welcome. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa.
How is Danny today? Is this really the 6-month birthday for your baby? Is this
real
possible?
It's real life. It's happening. I looked at my wife today and I was like, 6 months? How did we get here? She looked back and said, Papi, I don't know.
It's his half birthday.
It really is.
Yeah.
He's halfway to one now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when they're little, you count by months, which annoys some people. But as a parent, I get it. Why you do that.
Before one, yes. Mm-hmm. And then until they're probably like two.
Because people go, why do you say 18 months? And I go, because there's a huge difference between a one-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old. Mm-hmm. That is 12 months and 18 months. Huge difference,
facts.
People.
No, so. Very much so. Mm-hmm. I think after two, I just started going, all right, next year he's three. We stopped counting in months after 2 years. Oh, for sure.
How's he doing? What's he up to?
But our youngest, our baby, Danny, 6 months old today. This man is on the move. He starts shaving tomorrow, right? But today.
Owen can teach him.
For real. We're going to need the tips. No, I got him. But for real, Danny, crazy milestones coming. Boy, he's eating food. Mm-hmm. Little man is on a tirade with everything. We can't keep him fed.
I need specifics. Is he crawling or walking?
No. He's doing a lot of pulling. He's trying to yank himself up on things.
Ah, the worst.
And he's doing it aggressively. So we're going, all right, we definitely got to lower all the cribs, the bassinets, all the things that we're putting him in. We got to be more conscious. He's no longer just a stay baby. Mm-hmm. He can't just sit. He will roll across across the entire floor. He's trying to pull himself up on his knees.
The best part is when they lay in the carrier and they can't move. Oh, it's the best. And then they outgrow that. And you're like, well, I guess I have to carry them everywhere. And my arm's going to be stacked at the end of this.
He's moving so much, bro. He'll be middle of the sleep cycle and just start kicking his legs up and down. Flapping like Flipper on the bed. And we're like, oh my gosh, it's 3 a.m, bro. Can you please stop?
That's funny. Hudson used to do that. He used to kick his legs and his hands, both of them. That's funny. What is he eating?
He's eating, you name it. Everything but meat. We're starting off with fruits and vegetables.
Like, he's eating adult food or what? I mean, he's drinking beer. What's he eating
well,
over there?
Well, if you ask Papa.
Breast milk? I don't know.
If you ask Grandpa Papa, he's there already taking sips of beer.
And if you ask Auntie Allie, he's already had vodka.
You know what I'm saying? No, for real though, he's already eaten bananas. He's tried strawberries. We're on zucchinis, carrots, broccoli. I might be missing one or two, but we're slowly trying because you know, with babies, it can, you know, change the dynamic of their stomachs. We don't want to give him the runs or anything.
You got to slowly add foods in, right?
So we're doing like one every couple
one at
days.
A time,
exactly.
How different is this from Sammy, since Sammy was a preemie? Because you're getting the actual experience of what it's like to take a baby home from go.
Fair.
You didn't have that with Sammy. Everything was more stressful, worrisome.
2 months delayed.
He was in the hospital for months. Like, this was totally different.
Yeah. As far as like major difference, it's probably the eating. The eating and the size comparison. In between the two, man, this boy, we cannot stay on top of the schedule. This man is just always hungry, and it was like, how long ago did he eat? 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour?
He's hungry.
He's always down to eat.
You were used to a preemie that never eats.
I mean, right.
And or doesn't eat as much.
The difference,
you know,
too, between milk and formula. You know, breast milk and formula, for Sammy, he was all formula. Like, from jump, basically, right?
Because he was in the hospital,
exactly, exactly. And then now, my wife is producing. We're getting some help from the sister, who is also still producing some milk, because this baby just eats and eats and eats. But we talked to our daycare lady Juana the other day, and she went, we're gonna need to do something different soon here.
You're not bringing enough food.
We were bringing enough food. He just, again, is eating way too much of it.
He's growing.
He's putting down between 4 and like 7 ounces.
I don't remember how much. That's a lot. I bet
that is an extreme amount of difference too. 4 is pretty regular. All of a sudden, he one day ate 6 ounces. Another day, ate 7 ounces, 5. It's another 6 ounces. We're like, Poppy, okay, we got to start doing foods. It's not supplementing enough.
Yeah, he's not getting enough.
No.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad he's eating food. I'm glad he's pulling himself up. Sounds like Danny's thriving.
Big thrive.
Oh, happy 6-month birthday. I hope you have a cake for him today that you get to eat.
We don't.
Try cake today. Try cake for him.
Ooh, put a little cake in the...
Why not?
Oh,
let me know
Auntie
how it goes.
Allie.
See? Don't say I didn't let you know.
We're going to have another update soon enough because the doctor's visit's coming up soon for that 6-month checkup. Y'all know.
Well, coming up next for Am I the Jerk, we're going to turn quite a bit because somebody wants to know if they're the jerk for making their mother-in-law pay for the open bar at their wedding.
Wait, a wedding and in-law
from,
jerk.
From drinking breast milk to the open bar at a wedding. This is how we're going to pivot right here. And Am I the Jerk is coming up next.
Drinking is drinking.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sophie is very upset about the situation with her wedding next month, June.
Oh, yeah.
She's making the mother-in-law. Well, the mother-in-law said she was going to pay for the open bar, and now there seems to be a problem. So she wants to know if she's the jerk. Let's just go to Chris in Heartland. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is Chris in Heartland, your judge, jury, and executioner. No need for three callers today. She is definitely not the jerk. That mother-in-law is the jerk.
Hey, yo.
And when he said that mother-in-law for a second, I thought he was going to call.
I know. I was like, oops. I was like, Chris, hold on. It made me nervous.
Might have to hit the dump button. Might have to run.
I like it, Chris. He said, I'm the judge, jury, and executioner.
And
boy, not the
like
jerk.
A true dude. Like, you know what? Guilty. I'm moving on with my day. That's Chris for you.
I'm surprised he ain't hung up yet.
Yeah. Chris, have a great day.
We appreciate you, man.
Hey, y'all. See ya.
Peace. Dad, thanks for calling.
While we don't really need three callers, we're going to take them because I'm even hot about this one. Let's go to Shay in Greendale next. Shay, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, I can't even go after Chris. Like, he just left that.
Hey, Shay, for real, though. Mic drop for 8. No crumbs.
He left no crumbs. He ate it and he just said goodbye.
Bye. But for real, though, what do you think, though? Talk that talk.
Oh, okay. You remember that movie Monster Law with J-Lo?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's her.
Well, she's like, Jane Fonda. She's, yeah.
Yes,
she's
yes, the other one. I love that movie, but they, no, she's such a jerk. Sophie, that's the name, right, Sophie?
Yeah, well, she has to be anonymous because she's upset, okay. But I gave her the name Sophie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, Sophie, yeah. She's a sweetheart. She's like, okay, fine then. If you don't want to pay for it, we'll go back to what it was. And now the mom is getting all crazy about it, and now she's name-calling and dropping all these, like, unnecessary things and causing all this strife.
You know what made me crazy?
That's so unintentional.
Right.
What made me crazy in this letter was where the mother-in-law comes in and says, well, why can't your parents just pay the rest? Like, assuming...
They're already paying for everything
else.
That's
what I mean. You're assuming you're taking advantage now. Well, if they can afford that, they can afford it all.
Like, did I miss that on the front end? Because that's wild to me, bro.
Yeah, she said she call her parents and ask them to, no. And she was
you
like,
you already offered it up. And you know what? There was a solution. Okay, you cannot pay for it. Fine. We're going to go ahead. We're going to readjust. We're going to solve this.
We're going to do what we can.
And this is the solution. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. But because you don't like my solution, you're going to come ahead and you're going to attack me, and you're going to go ahead and put some strife on this marriage that hasn't already started yet. You know, you're going to try to go ahead and separate us because you're feeling uneasy all over some drink.
That's what I was going to say. Think about it.
You can go ahead and provide for yourself at another time. If it's for you and your girls, go ahead and go prior to the marriage then, or before the wedding.
This is really crazy thing to fight over.
Oh my gosh, I'm like triggered.
Shay is getting mad. I can hear it.
I know. Shay, listen, we all are with you. This is a crazy reason to throw a fit for the mother-in-law. It makes absolutely no sense. She said she'd pay for the open bar.
It's a self-image.
And then did not, when the bill came, went, whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
Exactly. She went, I got it, I got it.
No, well, no, you don't got it, sister.
Song before this, Am I the Dress was perfect. It was for the mother-in-law, Selfish. Selfish played right before her.
Oh, my God. All right, Shay, you have a great day.
You too, as
bye.
Well. Okay?
Bye. Santino actually texted in and said she's not the jerk, but the fiance should be checking his mom, not her. He did call. She said that he called his mom, and she went off on him, too. She said that in the note, just for the record.
You know how there's a bridezilla? This sounds like a momzilla.
Big time.
You know what I mean?
Or someone with an alcohol problem, which I do agree, if you're getting this upset over the alcohol, it's either a optics issue where you think open bar, because it's always the parents, like, we gotta have an open bar because it looks good. Come on. They can have beer and wine and soda.
We had beer and wine at our wedding and everybody had just the fine time.
And if I like vodka, I can bring a flask or buy it at the bar.
And that's exactly what the people did. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying.
Man, there's ways around it, bro. And when it's your wedding, you pick what you do best. They can't afford it. Come on, mama.
And maybe alcohol's not as important to them as it is to this woman.
Ding.
Rachel's in Economowoc, last but not least. Hi, Rachel.
Morning.
Hello.
Well, everybody's saying that Sophie is not the jerk. What do you think?
You against the girl?
Yeah, I'm going to finish with a sweep, not the jerk.
Brooms.
Hallelujah.
I was married 10 years ago, and it was kind of a similar situation. We just wanted the beer, wine, soda, and my mother-in-law insisted on alcohol, but she did follow through and paid for it, and we told her, hey, you want this for the big family, you can pay for this.
Right.
I would have done the same thing as her, we're going back to what we wanted, and if you don't want to pay for it, things are expensive these days. We can't. Mm-hmm. Can't be affording that, so not the jerk.
Somebody texted in and said she never should have fluffed her feathers saying she'd pay for it. She had no idea how much it was going to be. Don't be cheap.
She was peacocking. She was peacocking and thought that it was going to be cheap. Bruh.
Yep.
Hey, honestly, another thing, can we be thankful that the venue actually let them switch it up? Because let's be honest, it is go time, man. The wedding is like mañana, tomorrow.
Seriously.
Normally, they don't let that fly no more.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been footing a bill.
Right.
Then what would the mother-in-law have done? Boy. Cherry on top.
I'm telling you what. All right, so Sophie is not the jerk. Sophie, we're sorry your mother-in-law sucks. But it sounds like at least your fiancé stuck up for you, so you can keep him.
That's right. Rachel brought the brooms. Appreciate the sweep. Thanks
bye,
for the call.
Rachel.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
Well, not the jerk. Nope. I think we were all... I can't imagine someone having the guts to call in or say she's the jerk. How?
Well,
you know?
I think the daughter-in-law should... No, I'm playing. I'm not going
to... Stop it.
All jokes.
All right. That's Am I the Jerk for today. Coming up after 8 o'clock, just a reminder, if you didn't know this, we've got tickets. The Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival's going on. We have two-day general admission passes coming up after 8 o'clock. You're going to see Jelly Roll's going to be there. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Peppers. It's all down by the lakefront at Veterans Park. We're going to have the Harley bringing it, you know, to our city like they always do.
It's the new and improved Jelly Roll, too. My man's a slimming down chum, so you might not even recognize him.
I forgot he lost like 80 pounds.
He's on a... He just did a 5K, bro. He's on a tirade.
Jelly Roll ran farther than me?
Jelly just completed a 5K with comedian Bert Kreischer. It is, yeah. Another story for another time.
I better get to the gym. Okay, well, coming up next then, I'm going to tell you what sets me off about Mother's Day, I've discovered.
Uh-oh.
Local businesses and Mother's Day, they should go together like a beautiful collab.
They don't.
Let me tell you why they don't next.
Allie got a grind.
You'd think I'd come out positive after Mother's Day. I had a great one, but I do have a complaint next. I know. You're shocked. I have a complaint. 103.7 Kiss FM.
What's wrong, Allie?
Allie and DZ. Well, nothing's wrong because I do appreciate restaurants taking care of moms and honoring them. And some places had Mothers Eat for free. Not a lot.
But they do. They show some love.
And they said, your kids have to be here. The mom has to be with the kids. Because like, that's funny. If somebody goes in without their mom or goes in by themselves.
I'm a mom. Where are the kids?
Yeah, right. Well, imagine I go in there without Owen and Hudson. I go, I'll take a Mother's Day free meal. They're like, where are your kids? My gripe with Mother's Day and eating out, and maybe you could feel the same way on Father's Day, maybe not, is I hate specialty menus at restaurants. Hate them. So when they have a special Mother's Day menu,
like the brunch buffet that they do at the whatever restaurant.
I mean, I do mess with buffets. Buffets I have no gripes about, but here's an example. I had a restaurant where I really like the food, and the reason I wanted to go there for Mother's Day was because I like the food and the specific dishes that I get when I go there.
Right.
And when I got online, they had a Mother's Day menu, and I went, well, now I don't want to go because I like going there because you have my items.
My items ain't available right now.
That's like my favorite thing, and you're telling me if I come there, I've got to eat something else, and that's my only choice is Mother's Day menu.
I came here for my go-tos.
Yeah.
And you took my go-tos on my day.
Like, think about it. It's your birthday. What are you in the mood for? You think about it. It's not a brand new menu unless you're a venturer, maybe like you, DZ.
Yeah, it's fair. Right?
I don't know, but I saw it and I went, well, now I don't want to go there because the menu's different. I like what you have.
Oh, man. I never framed it like this because
I don't like specialty menus on Mother's Day. I do not.
Mother's Day is obviously a day where, in most situations, moms are the ones that cook primarily. Uh-huh. So when it's her day, she's not cooking. You cooking for her or taking her to eat somewhere. So it's a big eat out day for a lot of families, right? I never considered that the specialty menu would suck for somebody when you go to your favorite restaurant and they don't have your food.
Yeah, because you're going for something specific. You like your favorite dish. I got my favorite dishes at each restaurant. And if I'm in the mood for that dish, that's what I want to go for.
Right.
I don't want to go for a new menu.
Ooh.
And I think it's nice because there are people that want to get dressed up and go out just to a new place or try a menu. No, if you ask me where I want to go, I'm going to give you some place I've been before where I'm craving something, and that's what I expect when I get there.
And I think a lot of people would be like that. My wife, one of them, she's going, oh, I want to go XYZ to get this food because I know this is what they got, right? I was going, oh, obviously, we know it's a busy day. We know they want to streamline as best they can. We know why restaurants do it. It's so that's a little easier for them.
I don't know why they do. I just assume they do it to have more options for people or something. Why do they do it? To make it easier for them?
Because you limit the options, so rather than having 15, 20 things on the menu, you go, all right, for Mother's Day, we're only going to have these six.
Right.
Chefs in back got six items to memorize and worry about. Yeah, I thought it was just to streamline, make it easier, keep the flow going, right?
Because you're busy all day. And then, then last night, my kids and I just went out, and I mean, we just went to Outback. We walked in. We walked in and sat down.
No resi?
Because I said, I don't know if we need a reservation. It's Mother's Day. I don't know. It was packed.
Wow.
But we didn't need a reservation. It was around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And I mean, that's a chain, so it's a little bit different. And usually if people are making Mother's Day reservations, like the pictures I saw where people really went to the nines and dressed up, they were at nicer restaurants.
Sure. The reservation for sure spots.
Where the specialty menu comes out.
The four items all night.
I mean, Outback, I didn't have which was what I wanted. I wanted exactly what I wanted when I got there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and in those cases, you either do go to the chains or you do what we did, and we just stayed home and cooked. I was grilled. Grillmaster last night. Because otherwise, yeah, you might not get what you want. I had never considered it like that, bro.
Right? See?
Dang.
All right. Well, I want to know if you guys, you get down with specialty menus on holidays? Because I'm just not a fan.
I did. Now I'm wondering if I shouldn't.
It made me not go to the restaurant I wanted to go to because they had a specialty menu. And I went, ah, that's not what I want.
It seems like the easy way out now that you explain it. Before, I thought, like, no, this makes sense. It's good business. Now it's just, no, it's a cop-out.
Yeah. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. I hope you all had a great Mother's Day, whatever you did. But I will tell you, the specialty menu made me turn my head and stick my nose in the air and go, I want familiar. I want what I'm used to.
You might be changing the way I'm thinking about specialty menus.
See? I don't know. We'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM. I was just telling DZ that I was not a fan of the Mother's Day specialty menus yesterday. It actually deterred me from going to the restaurant I wanted to go to, which shall remain nameless. They had a Mother's Day menu, and I went, no, I want to come here because you have what I like, and that's the experience I'm looking for.
I wanted what I wanted, and yeah. I wanted to come here because y'all had what I wanted. Not today, though.
I don't know. Candy's in Waukesha this morning. Hey, girl, how are you? Oh, wait.
It's me. Hi.
Hi, Samantha. How are you? Oh, Samantha.
Samantha.
I don't know why I wrote down Candy. My bad. All right, Samantha.
No, what's weird is that's my sister's name. So I was like, well, how'd she know that?
Whoa.
I don't know.
Mind reader.
That's another story for another time.
That's a little weird.
But she said, good morning. Wepa.
Anyway.
Wepa.
Good morning.
Yeah, what do you think?
So I was a server for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend is, she's a cook. So she worked back of house for 15, 16 years. And I get it. I love my go-tos. We love going to our restaurants where we know we're going to get and we're not going to get screwed up or have something weird that's new that we don't want to try.
Mm-hmm.
But Mother's Day is brutal.
For the workers?
Yeah.
For the restaurants? Okay. Oh, so that's why they do the specialty menus.
That answers that question.
Like DZ said, instead of having like 15, 20 items with all these different things where you can modify, well, I don't want this. I don't want this. Can I substitute that?
Yeah.
And I want this because of this and blah, blah, blah. Give them six things, no substitutions. The kitchen can get your food out. That way you're not waiting for 2 hours,
right?
Because ticket times get to be really long on Mother's Day. So I get the frustration, which is why I usually don't go out on Mother's Day with the expectation of I'm going to have the best meal ever because this is what I want.
It might not be.
It says, somebody said same thing. Good morning. I like requires less people to work on a holiday by having a simpler order. It's their chance to serve new meals. Yeah, but that's, you're asking me what I want for Mother's Day and I pick one of my favorite dishes and then you have a different menu, you see why that would send me somewhere else,
messes
right?
The flow of
yeah.
That would not be
for
what
sure.
I want to know what, it's the same reason we get online and look at the menus before we go anywhere now. We all do it. We all do it. So.
But she's coming in on the defense of the restaurant. And with explanation, she said, I got experience. I know why.
She's saying it's too busy.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
All right. Well, and I mean, like, even working Mother's Day, like, it's nonstop. The minute you open till everyone else is home, then you got to clean up. It's rough.
Sun up, sun
I
down.
Still want to know why I can't get the dish I want. You're trying to, I'm paying for it. I'm tipping. Like, I know we just need to have more people or there's not enough staff or what? You know what I mean?
I don't even know at this point.
Call everybody. Why is this my problem? Like, I don't, why that you're busy? Like, what?
Ain't y'all supposed to like this?
Isn't this supposed to be a good thing? I don't know. All right. Thanks for calling, girl.
We appreciate you.
Yep, absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Rachel in Cedarburg texted in. She said, after working in restaurants for years, I would agree with ZZ. It's to streamline in the kitchen in most cases. Mother's Day is the busiest day, but I get it. So, all right.
Well,
we know why they do it.
Right.
And we're just going to have to say either you're one of those specialty menu people or you're not.
We know why. We just don't like it.
Yeah, I am not. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And when I tell you I was given the gift of all gifts this weekend, don't get me wrong, I got some great gifts, but the gift I did not like was the broken glasses gift.
What? Wait, somebody broke some glasses?
Yep. You know how both of my boys wear glasses?
Oh, yeah.
Owen and Hudson. And I was at the neighbors talking to my neighbor in the yard because it was a beautiful weekend, by the way.
It was amazing outside.
Yeah. And so we were just outside talking in our yards. Like true old people in the burbs. And here comes Hudson walking across the street. And I'm like, looking despondent. And I'm like, oh,
what
no.
happened? Right.
And he's like, Owen, broke my glasses. And I'm like, what? Like, I haven't seen you in 3 minutes. What just happened in the 3 minutes that I have not seen you? What do you mean?
A lot, Mom.
What do you mean he broke your glasses? Glasses are not cheap either.
And nor are they super easy to break sometimes. Right. Now, especially kids' glasses.
Thank you. So I'm thinking, and he goes, well, the lens popped out.
Oh.
And so I go, yeah, that's what I thought.
That's nothing.
That's what I thought. So I walk back home. Owen's frantically in the kitchen trying to tape them up because he's afraid he's getting in trouble. And he's like, I taped them up. They're good.
They're fixed.
And they look crazy. I mean, we had scotch tape all around.
He had the Harry Potter glasses.
It was hysterical. And I'm like, Owen, Hudson cannot wear these. Because it was not the lens did pop out, but the lens popped out because the frame broke. And what had happened was I told them to get outside because it was a beautiful day.
Right.
And I was sick of them being inside on their tech. And so they would come out and then they'd go in. Well, Owen went inside and said, Mom said you need to come outside. Well, I'm at the neighbors talking. I'm not even there for any of this. These 10 and 12 year olds. So they start fighting.
Of course. Brothers, siblings.
Owen takes a blanket and shoves it into Hudson's face.
Oh, so they were wrestling.
And then the glasses are now broken.
Dang. So where did the glasses actually break? On the frame of the lens?
The top. Right around the top.
Oh, so like the arm. Not the arm, but like right where the frame and the arm basically meet. So that's why the lens popped out.
Correct.
You can't fix that, bro.
No,
bruh.
You can't fix a broken frame. You can fix broken lenses popping out, not the frame.
You can fix the lens. Mm-hmm. You can normally fix the arm if it pops off.
Oh, yeah. You can screw that back in.
Screw that back in or super glue it, and they just won't close anymore, right?
Not these.
But not the frame.
Oh, these are broken.
Broken, broken.
So then I call his dad, and I go, I'm so angry right now. Because this is single parenting. No one, no support. You're just by yourself.
You're doing you.
You're just trying to figure it out. And he goes, what? And he's all calm, which I am not.
But he's wondering what happened.
But then I calm down a little and he's like, all right, okay, all right, well, maybe, okay. And he calls me later. He goes, can you super glue him? I go, I mean, I guess.
Maybe.
He's going to need new glasses.
Regardless.
I mean, and he's like, I know, but just in the meantime. So I called the neighbors last night. I said, do you have super glue? They showed up at 9 p.m. with cocktails in their hand.
Because, and super glue?
Because it was beautiful outside and they wanted to hang. It was super glue.
Okay, thank goodness.
And my neighbor, Randy, Wild Randy, he taped them back together. And then I gave them to Hudson or glued them back together. And I said, hey, this is it. In the morning, wear these, but just know they might break. And
Be careful.
He goes, I don't want to wear them.
I knew it.
He didn't want to wear them.
I didn't want to do that when my glasses broke back in the day, too, man.
He didn't want them.
You don't like the way it looks, it feels. You're conscious or self-conscious, I should say.
He cannot see far away. Was that nearsighted? So
yes.
He can see up close.
Right,
so
he's nearsighted.
As long as I should email, you know what? I should email the teacher and be like, put him in the front today because I didn't even think to do that because I got a call. This all happened so quick yesterday, right?
So did he not wear his glasses?
No.
He refused.
I looked on the Ring camera when he went to school this morning.
No glasses.
And I looked and I saw them leave the house. He had no glasses on.
This guy.
So he's at school right now with no glasses.
I've done this. And Allie, I've told you, I am borderline legally blind.
You've had glasses your whole life?
Since I was 7 years old.
Okay.
So now I'm 30, right? So I've had glasses for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I used to leave my glasses at home on purpose after they would break. So, I'd forget my glasses because I hated wearing glasses.
Were you embarrassed?
I was embarrassed or I thought they were ugly, whatever. I'd forget my glasses. Mm-hmm. Worst days of my life in school.
Aww.
He might be struggling. I mean, I wasn't nearsighted or farsighted. I'm no-sighted. I'm blind.
I'm afraid to ask him if kids still make fun of each other for glasses because they definitely did when we were kids and I get that. And same thing with braces. Now it's so part of our, like people wear glasses that don't even have prescriptions.
Glasses are cooler.
Glasses
now.
Are cool.
Way cooler now than they were back in the day.
Braces are invisible. So if you want them, honestly, you know, Invisalign.
True. I wonder if kids still get the full, or you pay four eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They got to.
I don't know. Well, the glasses are broken. I'll be making a call today. And if, you know, you ever had traumatic stories about glasses being broken, that's relatable as a kid.
Is that the most recent thing of each other's they've broke?
Yeah, this is by far the worst thing they've ever broken, where we needed it and it costs money.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
not
I mean?
Just like a toy.
Yeah, it's not like, oh no, you broke your bike and I can buy you another one by next weekend. It's like, oh shoot, you broke your glasses, which we went to a whole appointment to get your prescription.
Waited weeks.
And then got them sized.
Right.
Like, There's a whole process here that I have to deal with.
I thankfully never had to deal with this, man. My young and my little sister Angie never broke anything of mine.
But thank goodness you can do things so cheap now online too. True. Like order glasses.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, somebody said my son threw a fastball through my basement egress window a couple days ago. Happy Mother's Day.
Wepa.
Is this what we're doing? We're just destroying everything around?
Kids are just breaking things?
Unbelievable. Well, thanks for nothing. We'll talk to you next if you have something to say. Well, I guess I'll be making a call today and getting some new glasses. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Nothing like the screaming, yelling, crying coming out of the house because Owen broke Hudson's glasses yesterday.
That sucks.
Happy Mother's Day. Julie's in Oak Creek, though, and she's got a great story about her glasses and what happened to them. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Julie.
Did somebody break your glasses? Hey. Or you broke somebody else's? What happened?
So when I was about 12, we were actually way up north and staying in a cottage in the middle of nowhere on a private lake. The glasses fell off and were just sitting on the deck because I was trying to bait a hook. Okay. And my brother came running on the deck and the glasses went bounce, 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 pooch, right into the lake.
The lake up north of all places.
Gone. Gone, gone. I know that's right.
Dang it. But did you catch a fish or did you catch the glasses?
No, my brother was kind enough, it was my younger brother, he was kind enough to like just repeatedly dive down trying to find the glasses in this murky lake, and I'm like, yeah, it's not happening, and I was blinder than blind.
Like me.
I ended up having to wear my father's glasses so I could see.
Ew. And I can imagine what those look like in the 80s and 90s. They look like the Jeffrey Dahmer ones.
Double arm frames. Yes. You know the ones.
Oh, my God. They were awful. I was like, God, please just shoot me and not have me leave this cottage the rest of my life.
Julie said, I'd rather die than wear my dad's glasses.
Julie said, take me now. I'm done. I've lived a long life. Just go ahead.
If now's my time.
Yep.
Take me where the glasses are.
Pretty much, yeah.
Julie.
Okay, DZ's making me laugh too hard today. Okay, Julie, have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Talk to you later. Bye. Dog, I've lost my glasses in the lake. When you're blind like that and you don't have contacts ready, I did a little backflip off of the pontoon boat a couple summers back. Body went one way, glasses went the other. I didn't even have a chance to catch them. Blind.
Well, Nikki's in Franklin. She as well has lost glasses. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to your glasses?
So during the COVID lockdown, I was an essential worker. Mm-hmm. And I was at work, and I had just taken my glasses off for a second to rub my eye. And as I was taking them off, they snapped right in the middle.
No.
Oh, lovely.
How does that even happen?
Because if you don't have enough stressors, the heart of COVID is an essential worker. No stress.
No.
Not at all. Okay, so then what happened?
What'd you do?
So I had to call the doctor's office, and they had told me that it wasn't an essential appointment. I was like, I kind of need these to drive.
No kidding.
No, I'm blind. What do you mean it's not essential?
Exactly. So they ended up having to like send me to some contact website to order contacts online.
Wow. She went to 1-800.
She sure did. Wow. Okay. So they snapped in the middle of work and she was completely blind.
And they told her she wasn't even essential enough to come get them fixed. Dang. Bro, how long did it take for you to get your glasses actually fixed?
Yeah.
I think I waited until like July of that year to actually get a new pair of glasses.
And it happened in what, like March or something? Right. Is that what you're saying? Yep. Okay.
Wow. Months.
Lindsay said last March we were in the Dells. Our youngest threw his croc at his older brother and managed to hit him just right and break his glasses.
Ooh, boy got aim with the chancla.
Dang. See, it could have been worse. It could have been worse, Nikki.
Could have been worse.
Somebody hit you with a croc in the face. You're welcome. It could have been worse. Perspective.
Appreciate your call, Nikki. Bye. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.